In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, Amen. Today, the 22nd day of the blessed month of Kiyak, may God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, it marks the commemoration of the Honorable Archangel Gabriel, the announcer, the consecration of his church in Caesarea, and the appearance of many miracles in it. Actually, العيد ده مش بيجي ليلة رأس السنة بس السنة دي فرق يوم يعني we have to notice that this year we'll celebrate the Christmas on Kiyak 28 not Kiyak 29th as normal, and this happens every 4 years in the leap year. 2016 is a leap year, so 7th of January coincides this year the 28th of Kiyak. And then accordingly, all the days are shifting for one day, and this happens until February the 29th. And then everything from 1st of March comes normal again between the Coptic and the Christian calendars. He was the angel who was sent to the Virgin Mary to announce her birth, here with the glorious birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. He came to her and said, "Rejoice, highly favored one, how full of grace, one, the Lord is with you." He also announced the birth of St. John the Baptist to Zacharias. As much as this announcement has of great joy and gladness, we should also rejoice in his feast and pray intently with supplications, asking for his intercession before God to preserve us from being ensnared by the devil and to grant us salvation from our sins. May the intercession of this honored angel be with us. Amen. On this day also of the year 611th Anno Domini, St. Athanasius, the 36th Pope of Alexandria, departs. St. Athanasius is not the famous Athanasius who is the 20th Pope of Alexandria. This Athanasius is the second one after the great Athanasius whom we call the defender of the faith. He was one of the great noblemen of Alexandria. Before he became a pope, he was an overseer of the patriarchal court. Then he became a priest for the Church of Alexandria. Shortly afterwards, he was chosen to be Pope. He devoted much of his attention to the churches, and he ordained bishops and priests to fill the vacant posts. He built several churches and regained from the Malkites, those who were appointed by the Roman emperor, those that they took over by force, because he was loved by them of his knowledge, virtues, and righteousness, he brought many of them back to the Orthodox faith. When the emperor of Constantinople died, some wicked people spoke evil of the pope to his successor, that when the pope was ordained, he anathemized the excommunicated the emperor and his belief. The emperor was enraged and sent to the governor of Alexandria, commanding him to take the church of Saint Cosmos and Saint Damian and all its properties by force and give it to the Roman patriarch Eulogius. Saint Athanasius was exceedingly sad, but the Lord comforted him in another matter. Peter the heretic, bishop of Antioch, died. A well-informed saintly monk called Athanasius of the Orthodox faith was ordained in his place. Soon as Athanasius became patriarch, he renewed the union between the Church of Antioch and the Church of Alexandria. He wrote an epistle, starting in it his Orthodox faith, and sent it to St. Athanasius, who rejoiced and gathered the bishops and the priests and read it to them. He wrote back to Abba Athanasius, indicating his desire to see him. Abba Athanasius went to Alexandria with his bishops and priests. When Abba Athanasius learned of his arrival, as he was in Skeets, he departed to Alexandria. He went directly to the sea along with the bishops and priests to receive Abba Athanasius of Antioch and welcome him to Alexandria with great respect and honor. They held a council in one of the monasteries that was at the sea coast, which lasted 1 month, to discuss the doctrines of the church. Then the Antiochian patriarch went back to his see in peace. Saint Athanasius continued to teach his flock in person and through his books. Because of his great knowledge, he was able to write a book every year. He remained on his throne for 12 years, 6 months, and 10 days. During this period, he wrote 12 books and gave them the Coptic alphabet as titles. His first book was Alpha, his second was Beta, and Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, E, Su, Zeta, Eta, يعني مشي على طول لغاية لما بقوا 12 كتاب اللي هو 100 سناب. Then he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.